O America, land of the free and home of the brave, a country of independence, strength, and unity, a country with a reputation that has been dragged through the mud in recent years with riots, murders, and political unrest. My country. I cannot express in simplistic words the depth of the love and passion that I hold to this nation. As I gaze into the depths of our history, I am overwhelmed by the bravery and sacrificing that have led us to where we are today. I gaze upon the accomplishments of our nation with pride, a nation that is not afraid to fight for our freedom from oppression, a nation that accepted the Declaration of Independence in 1776, a nation that fought for and won women's right to vote in 1920, a nation that sent the first man to the moon in 1969, a nation that defied its history of racial discrimination to put President Barack Obama in the White House in 2009. I look on this nation with admiration. I look at these people and I see improvement. I see humanity moving forward, defying the odds to create change and goodness. However, as a free country, we have imperfections. We have those who see the broad stripes and bright stars and see hatred, anger, and discrimination. We have those who are angry at the police force, angry at society for their injustices. These people raise their voices and lower their knees to the ground in their form of protest. A recent topic of debate has been that of the NFL players who have kneeled during the national anthem. I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, said player Colin Kaepernick. However, the American flag represents so much more than that. The 13 stripes stand for the original colonies that this nation was founded upon, while the stars represent the 50 states of the Union. Red symbolizes valor and hardiness, white represents innocence and purity, and blue is for justice, perseverance, and vigilance. The flag represents everything that this country was built upon. Men and women have sacrificed their lives to respect this flag and protect the people who live under it. They have died for those kneeling football players to have the right to their protesting. Yet their protesting, despite the claims of the meaning behind the action, directly insults those who have died for that very flag. Patriotism, according to the dictionary, is defined as vigorous support for one's country. I fail to understand how one can define his or herself as patriotic when he or she is disrespecting a symbol of such magnitude and importance to so many. This protesting brings up the question, what can we hope for the future? Our country has always had, and will always have, problems. There will always be a need for people to protest about something, whether it is racial relations, pay, or some political mess we create in the future. But that is the beauty of this country. We are able to protest these things without fear of legal repercussions. However, it is vital to choose our means of protesting in a way that is respectful to those who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom of speech and peaceful protests. That is not what I see. I see blatant disregard for a flag that means so much to me and so much to others. I see disrespect for our servicemen and women. I see our youth kneeling because it is simply what they have seen in the media, unaware of what their actions mean. This is not what I hope for our future. I gaze back upon our history and I see so much good, so much accomplishment. I see sacrifice, bravery, and true patriotism. This patriotism does not involve any disrespect. It involves those who took it upon themselves to better this country. It involves those who are not afraid of hard work and sacrifice for the country that they love and those in it. I hope for a future that can once again hold respect for this flag. I hope for a future of those who take it upon themselves to fight for a better tomorrow. This means protesting the things we do not believe in, but in a respectful manner. This means taking it upon ourselves to better this country, one day, one action at a time. Because that is what America's past has been made of. Those who have decided that they will be living proof that our flag is still there. And I hope that our future will be made of countless more citizens who gaze upon our flag as a symbol of unrelenting freedom and sacrifice.